Portraits, Area Authority 70 in Argentina. His father passed away when Elder Jorge Luis del Castillo of Buenos Aires, Argentina, was 20 years old. The last words he heard his father say were, "Pay your tithing, even if you have no food on your table." These words have become the Del Castillo family motto as they strive to be true to the faith that their parents have cherished. Hymns number 254. Elder Del Castillo's parents joined the church in 1959 when he was 4 years old. His early family life was centered around the gospel and church activities. "When I was 15, Elder Del Castillo says, "I read the entire Book of Mormon and received an answer to prayer that Joseph Smith was a prophet. I have had many spiritual experiences since then, but when the storms of life come, I always remember the experience I had when I was 15. Elder Del Castillo's parents also impressed upon him the value of education. They sacrificed much to make sure he finished high school and went to college. After his father died, his mother and brothers all encouraged and supported him in going to college. He graduated with a degree in business administration from the Universidad Argentina de la Empresa. The Del Castillos own and manage a dry cleaning business and have met many people because of it. They display a copy of the Book of Mormon in the front of their store. Customers often request a copy, and thanks to the book, many have joined the church," reports Elder Del Castillo. "The best decision I ever made was marrying my wife, Olinda," says Elder Del Castillo. After returning from his mission in northeastern Argentina, he met Olinda at a young adult activity. They were married in 1978 and sealed in the Sao Paulo, Brazil temple in 1980. The temple trip took 52 hours each way from Buenos Aires. It was nothing compared to the spiritual experience of kneeling together at the altar and being united for time and all eternity. "Every sacrifice we made to get to the temple has been rewarded by the Lord tenfold." Elder Del Castillo has served as a branch president, a stake president twice, and a regional representative before his call as an Area Authority 70. His wife has been a primary, Relief Society, and Young Women president. "We thoroughly enjoy serving in the church. My son and I are home teachers together, and we always return home happy. My wife and I attend the temple as often as possible. It helps us focus our lives on the things that really matter and teaches us to follow our Redeemer. Our family isn't perfect, but we are trying to do our best despite the circumstances that life sometimes presents us. We're happy trying to do what the Lord expects of us." Elder and Sister Del Castillo have 6 children and enjoy family home evenings, good adventure movies, and family trips to the seashore. "We love good pizza," Elder Del Castillo says, "especially when prepared by Olinda at home." Extraordinary service in Nigeria. Since her conversion in 1984, Helen Mademeyer of the Osisioma Ward, Aba, Nigeria Stake, has served as president of the ward, district, and stake relief society. "So much good has come to the women of Africa with the gospel," she says. "The simplicity of worship, the ordinances, the new understanding it brings to our marriage relationships, these are giving us new life." The Mademeyers have 8 children, ranging in age from 5 to 22. The family members enjoy the way their lives have changed and the feelings of unity they share. "To learn that I am God's daughter and that He allows my husband and me to be partners with Him in bringing His spirit children into mortality," says Sister Mademeyer, "is a truth that has brought a great change in my life." In addition to her Relief Society duties, Sister Mademeyer teaches high school and early morning seminary. As Stake Relief Society president, Helen has often traveled by public transit to meet with the sisters throughout her stake. "More than 2/3 of the 1,000 women in my stake are peasant farmers, traders, and laborers," explains Sister Mademeyer. I am committed to educating and helping them gain more self-reliance. What a feeling it gives, she says with a broad smile, to be part of the kingdom of God that unites people around the world. Missionary Music Man of Hamburg. When Martin Klier first met the missionaries 33 years ago, he was a shy young piano student. They invited him to join a piano duet and perform at a church meeting. Now he is one of the Hamburg, Germany stake's finest missionary treasures. Brother Klier teaches piano in the Hamburg city school system. About 10 years ago, he decided to use his network of musical acquaintances in Germany and the United States to organize regular concerts at the Hamburg Stake Center. The concert series, Concerte im Fallhaus, has been successful for introducing people to the church. He has sponsored over 40 musical programs that have attracted almost 9,000 concert goers, nearly 5,000 of whom have been non-members. The traditions and concerts created by Brother Klier have been patterned after the Temple Square concert series at the Assembly Hall in Salt Lake City, Utah. Brother Klier's programming has brought together a piano quartet and other musicians from the United States, winners and laureates of international competitions, and local solo artists and orchestras. Receptions, after-concert parties, and other activities have resulted in much goodwill, as well as many missionary referrals. Paul C. Polley, Edgemont, 21st Ward, Provo, Utah, Edgemont South Stake. In the Spotlight. Jessica Henderson, St. George College 2nd Ward, St. George Utah College 1st Stake, won first place at the National Junior Miss Pageant in Mobile, Alabama. Carlos Cortez, Chicago 1st Ward, Wilmette, Illinois Stake, has been chosen as one of four chaplains of the Chicago Police Department. 4 years ago, Karen Laux of the Ponderosa Ward, Parker, Colorado Stake, started Project Linus, an organization that provides security blankets to seriously ill or traumatized children. Sister Laux and that organization were recently featured on a national television show. The United States Senate confirmed the appointment of two LDS church members as federal judges in Nevada. Roger L. Hunt of the Horizon Ridge Ward, Las Vegas, Nevada Warm Springs Stake, is a four-generation Nevadan and has been serving as a U.S. Magistrate Judge. Kent J. Dawson of the Desert Rose Ward, Henderson, Nevada Black Mountain Stake, has been serving on the Henderson Justice Court. Businessman Ron Jones of the Greensboro 2nd Ward, Greensboro, North Carolina Stake, was honored by the Anti-Defamation League for his leadership in helping his employees become aware of and resist hatred, bigotry, and prejudice. Gary T. Grigg of the Bonita Springs Ward, Fort Myers, Florida Stake, recently became one of fewer than 20 people in the world designated as a Master Greenskeeper by the British and International Golf Greenskeepers Association. He has served as president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. End of the article, Portraits.